Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Sub 60 Music Show. This is your special Thursday night episode where we bring you the hottest interviews with some of our featured artists that you already know, you already love them. Now we get a chance to sit down, talk to them, listen to their music, see what's going on with them, learn more about them. It's such a great time. Always fabulous people to get to know. Thank you so much for being here. It's really because of you guys joining us and really supporting us and showing your love for music, that we continue to do this and we continue to love to do this. So thank you so, so much. To kick us off while we get everything situated, we're going to play our first song. Tonight we're talking to Lovelorn Regal, and this is his song, Boulevard. Don't go anywhere, you're listening to the Sub 60 Music Show, and we'll be right back with our featured artist interview with Lovelorn Regal.
We got some place to go. Gonna drink tonight, champagne shots up for the old. Palm trees tonight.
love Lauren Regal with Boulevard. Such a great song. Cannot wait to talk to this guy, this band, I should say. We're going to be talking to one member tonight. But even so, such a great talent. Jay, what do you say, man?
Oh, my gosh. And let me say hello, everyone. How are you guys today? Oh, my gosh. Fantastic song. Fantastic artist in general. And I'm really excited. Everyone knows that we have been waiting for this interview for weeks now, almost a month, I would say. Is that right?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, we're really excited to get them on finally. And they are as well. I know they had the same thoughts as well. That
feeling.
It was time for them to come on. Yeah, they really wanted it to come on and didn't want to miss this one. So what do you say? Should we call them in?
Let's go ahead and get him on because, I mean, the music is fantastic, just jamming for the past month. It's about time that we talk to this amazing artist.
Sounds good. We're going to be calling in Colin from Love Lauren Regal. Let's see if
okay.
I can get the number out here. Yep, there we go. Do I need to put, like, a 1 or something in front? I don't know. I've never done this.
No, you should be able to just go ahead with it. I think it'll do all the one stuff, but
okay.
If not, then we'll try again.
Sounds good.
That's good.
Well, here's first attempt.
And that's what we like to call live entertainment, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
We don't get this anymore.
This is Colin.
Hello, Colin. You're there, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Super 564 Radio Network. How are you today?
Great. How are you, man? Appreciate the call. How are things?
Everything is great. You're on the Sub 60 Music Show interview live, and we're here with Brandon as well. Are you ready to go, man?
Dude, I was born ready, man. How's Brandon doing out there? How's Brandon doing?
Brandon. Doing well, man. Thank you so much.
You guys watching this draft? Don't lie.
Dude.
You got to be watching this draft.
No, we've been so hard preparing for you that we forgot it was on tonight.
Are you kidding me, man? Oh, dude, go Broncos, baby. I'm a Bronco guy. Now, this number came in as a New York number. Are you a Giants, Jets fan or what?
Okay.
Or are you in New York?
I'm in Virginia, and most of us, it's a split between Cowboys and Redskins, and you got a Redskins fan talking to you right here.
Okay. 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 You got to love Shanahan, baby. Do what it
yes,
do. Do what
dude.
It do.
Yes, dude. But see, that's the thing. I didn't even know it was on. So clearly, you are more important to us than football, just to let you know.
I know. I know, my man. I know. No,
well,
I really appreciate it.
Anytime, dude, especially when – and that's what I wanted to say first of all is that thank you so much for allowing us to play your music, to get it on the show and on the network because, I mean, from the moment we heard your music, we were just absolutely blown away. We were like, we have to get them on the show. We have to get their music on the show. And every single song that's played, a lot of times we'll go into the music show and Brandon will send me some of the files to listen to. And as I'm doing it, I'm listening to it for the first time and I am just honestly blown away. So please keep up the great work.
Dude, that's a big – I really appreciate that. That's, like, honestly one of the nicest compliments I've gotten in a long time. So I mean that. It means the world to me. So, you know, I really appreciate any sort of support, anyone that likes my stuff, I'm like, hello, you know, because, you know, it's a hard road and not everybody
yes.
It doesn't gel with everyone, you know, it's a different thing.
Exactly.
But I really appreciate that. That's very nice of you. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Anytime, dude, you definitely deserve it. And we want to go ahead and kick this off because, of course, we have like 800 questions to ask you about your music. So we should probably start at some point to get these out of the way. So let's go
no
ahead
sweat.
And kick it off. The name itself, Love Lauren Regal, where does that come from? Because, I mean, I heard it for the first time and I saw it on your Twitter and everything like that. And I was like, that is a pretty freaking awesome. There are some names that honestly resonate and stick with you. And that one honestly did. So where did the name come from?
Thank you so much for that. You know, I've always been, you know, I've been starting this. When I was starting as a musician, I was just always by myself. I mean, I grew up here in Denver and had a, you know, I grew up as, you know, an athlete playing soccer. So I really didn't know a lot of musicians. So when it came to, when it came to really naming this band, it's like I was thinking to myself, I don't know what it, I've been working under Colin Patrick for so long, years and years, like 15 years. And I needed something different. I just wanted a new change. And, you know, I was blessed to, I won the Solo Artist of the Year award a couple years ago in December in 2012. And I got signed. I was blessed to get signed by a label in Los Angeles. And unfortunately, nice. Things did not work out. And, these guys, I kind of felt like, you know, they're great people at heart, but they were kind of trying to I felt like they were trying to take credit for my music and whatnot. So I ended up leaving them, and thus I had to change my name. So initially it was always Colin Patrick. So really Level One Regal has just kind of come about in the last year and a half or so. And, I was trying to wonder what I was going to, you know, name my band and name this new project and, you know, my new fresh start. And, it just came to me and, Love Lorne, a lot of my music is kind of, it's heart written, it's heartfelt, and it's about life and tough things and love loss. And Love Lorne kind of essentially means that in a way. And it's an elegant way to describe that. And Regal's kind of royalty. So Regal's kingship, if you will. So, I thought, hey, that's a perfect marriage. I feel like I'm good at what I do. Not insinuating I'm a king of anything. They're innocuous. They're kind of different. And very similar. They complement each other, those two words. So I knew it was a good fit for me, and I stuck with it. And believe it or not, everyone's asking me where I came up with it. All my interviews, people are asking me the same thing. So, I'm trying to keep it positive, you know. So exactly. It doesn't necessarily have a positive connotation, but at the end of the day, it's different, and that's really what I want. I want to stick out.
And
that was a long answer, by the way.
No, that's what we want. tell everything that you can. That's exactly what we want. But honestly, that is the reason why we were drawn to it. It was unique. It was different. And I believe that your story for putting it together is a unique one as well. And I think it absolutely fits from the moment we heard it. It was so different that we absolutely love that, because we praise everything that is unique and different. And it's yours. You came up with it.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself makes it, it just sticks in your head.
Yes, I appreciate that. I really do.
Anytime, dude. And I do have to, and for all of everyone that's listening right now, we do want you to go ahead and let us know. And we know your name is Colin, and let us know.
Colin Patrick.
All right, Colin Patrick, and let them know what you play in the band, and shout out all the other band members as well, and let us know who they are and what they play as well, so we'll make sure we're getting everyone.
Sure. What you're all hearing now ultimately is, you know, I put these guys together. Andrew Sayre is playing drums, and he is also playing the bass on this album. But, you know, Andrew has his own things. He's got his own things going. He's a fantastic musician. I'd almost argue and call him, you know, a genius. He's got his own things going for him. So, a lot of these guys were, you know, they were session players that I really hired that, you know, they took it as serious as I. The female voice that you hear in there, her name is Paulina Faith. She's out of Denver, Colorado, too. She was, like, one of the top 10 finalists in a Guitar Center's songwriting competition. She consequently awesome. It was, in a good way, we were competing against each other for the Solo Artist of the Year award several years back, and I was blessed enough to beat her a couple times, or not beat necessarily, but finish ahead of her. And, in the meantime, I knew – what a fantastic voice that she had, and I knew I needed her to sing with me. And so I invited her along to come, and she, you know, out of the kindness of her heart, you know, wanted to be a part of it. And I'm so grateful that she was, and that's her voice that you hear, and she's a fantastic singer. It is,
yeah.
She's just awesome. So I knew, what's up?
Oh, I was just laughing because absolutely agree.
Yeah, she is just, gosh, she's so good. So I knew I wanted her on here, and she, you know, and so we did that together. Chris Carter, now, he's a guitarist on there that you hear, the electric guitar. The guy's, he's fantastic. I've not played with a better or a finer guitar player than Chris Carter in all the years that I've been playing. You know, my music's all in the background, but Chris, you know, he brings it to light. He and Andrew, and they arranged it as well, this album as well. You know, Last Call is the name of the album. And then myself, and I also, I wish that, you know, my whole life I've been playing single, gentlemen. I've been playing by myself. When I say whole life, I mean, you know, 17 years by myself. So up until 2 years ago, when I was, you know, blessed to get signed and by that label in California, I don't really want to name them, but I was signed and it didn't work out. But ultimately, I've been playing by myself the whole time. So wow. To have these guys bless me with their presence, and they're fantastic musicians. They're better men. So, you know, ultimately it worked out best. We all have the same similar goals. We want to make it. We want to be discovered. And, you know, I think we put our heads together. We put out a great product. And we did this all on our own. We did this. I mean, I produced this album by myself. So I'm very proud of that, to be able to say that.
I mean, just from the sound of the style and everything of your music, you have a lot to be proud of. Everything, this whole album, from song to song, it's something that you can honestly put on and just listen to the entire thing. It's fantastic. I know Brandon definitely has some questions as well. I'm going to push it over
sure.
to you.
Yes, thank you so much for being here, man, first and foremost. I completely agree with him. I just put it on in the background all the time. I just go. And
hey, man, that means a lot to
the
you.
Album. Yeah, no, it's my pleasure, man. It's amazing. It's great stuff. So, you know, you said you've been playing music for a long time, and then you know, now are working with these other talented artists. What made you want to start doing music in the first place, and then also sort of reinvent with these guys? You kind of answered that. So more so, what made you want to start playing music?
I grew up, you know, my mom really wanted me in piano lessons. It's kind of funny. I asked my parents about how they're, you know, they each said to each other, this kind of came to fruition, if you will, which is quite funny. They each had one thing that they wanted us to do. So my dad wanted me to play tennis, and my mom wanted me to play guitar. Or not guitar, pardon me. She wanted me to play piano. So I grew up playing piano. For, you know, roughly, I want to say 5 years, I grew up playing piano. So that was always her goal. She wanted us to swim, know how to swim, and know how to play piano. So, you know, that's how I started. I never gave any thought to it after that. I was an athlete. I grew up playing soccer, actually. I was a big soccer player. And ultimately, it took me through grade school and even into high school, and I was highly recruited to play collegiately, and I ended up taking an offer, and I went out and played in Kansas for a couple years, and I ended up getting hurt. You know, I tore my ACL in the meantime, and so I did not really have anything left. I was in the middle of Kansas with really nothing to do, and it was boring. So for me, anyway, it was boring. So I just needed to do something. So I had a friend who had a guitar, and I asked if he would let me have it or borrow it. And I took it back with me to studies and to school for the semester. and I started learning how to play. And I knew right away, as things progressed, it was clearly easier on my body than collegiate soccer, that's for sure. So, yeah, so I just continued. You know, I'm all self-taught. I taught myself how to play. So, you know, hours and hours and hours. I felt awfully bad for my roommates in college because I know they were not thrilled by the fact that I was there, you know, and I think I was getting pretty good. So they were not thrilled about that either. So, so, you know, that's kind of, it was kind of by default. I had dreams. I've got faith in God, and I would not be where I am without him. And I thought that he wanted me to be a pro soccer player. And in the meantime, he pulled the rug on me a little bit. So in a way, it was hard to accept at first. But as time went on, ultimately, it's the best thing that ever happened to me that I got injured playing soccer, because I would not be holding a guitar right now. Like I do every moment of every day, almost basically. So, that's how I got started. It was a combination of being lonely and needing to put some things down, write some songs, and, mark my place in this world. And it kind of came all together. It was a perfect storm. So, I actually kind of feel at the end of it all that, you know, God has given me this gift, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to run with it. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, well said, man. Blessings do come in very strange packages, and circumstances with how they arrive, you just never know. But,
Embracing of it all, you know?
Yeah.
So took me a long time. It took me a long time. It took me at least 12 years before I said, okay, this is what I'm doing. So, you know, it's been a long time. And I've been doing it for about 20 years. I started when I was 18. So I got a really late start. 18, you know, freshman year in college. So I knew I had to make up. If I was going to take myself seriously, I had to work very hard. And I cannot tell you the hours that I've logged teaching myself how to play. And writing songs and whatnot. So.
Yeah, no, self-taught's hard, but it's definitely apparent that you had the drive. You got it done because the results show. You can hear it. I definitely would not have thought you were self-taught listening to the album. So,
thank you.
My hat is
thank
off.
Thank you.
And yes, all that.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, you know, that means a lot to me. A lot of what you're hearing on that guitar, is Chris Carter. You know, I'm not playing any of those sweet licks. But I did write every song on there. I wrote all the songs. I wrote every track on there. Some of them I wrote, years ago. And some I wrote within the last year. So some I've written that I believe were part of the album that would make the cut, and they never did. But, you know, Chris deserves a lot of the credit for what you hear guitar-wise on there. Because you can't hear my instrument, to be honest with you. You can hear it, but it's there. It's in every song. But, it's drowned out on purpose, you know.
So. Okay. All right. Well, that's actually a good transition, talking about the songs, all this stuff. We're going to go ahead and actually play one. Can you give us some background information? So tell us what it's about. We're going to play Crazy Girl first.
Okay. I dated a couple crazy girls in my life, and I think everyone's dated a couple crazy people. It doesn't matter who you are. So, and there's nothing wrong with being crazy, by the way. I'm a little crazy.
No,
I think we all are a little bit crazy.
We're all a little crazy.
That's right. We're crazy. So really it's innocuous, but I'll tell you, it's a fun song because there's a couple, you know, a lot of the references that I'm using in there are, psychological type references, if you will. So, you know, black and white and gaslighting, and those are all things that are pretty fun. I encourage everyone to look them up. They're a lot of fun to read about. They're different to read about. They're informative. But, I try to have fun with it. It's kind of a reggae beat, And, you know, it's turned out to be one of the most popular songs that I've written. A lot of people love this track. The bass is thick on it. Andrew Sayre really killed it. And obviously you got Chris's sick lead in there. So, yeah, enjoy it. Let me know what you think.
Awesome. All right. Well, here we go. This is Love Lauren Rego with Crazy Girl. You're listening to our interview with him on the Sub 60 Music Show. Do not go anywhere. We will be right back.
Guys, that was Crazy Girl by Love Lauren Rego, and I have to say, once again, fantastic song, fantastic album in general, and you said to let you know how we felt about it. That particular song, I mean, when it first starts off, everything from musically to everything that you're talking about, it's so relatable, and I think that everyone, it's something that everyone can jump on. This is a really great track.
Hey, I appreciate that. Yes, I love that riff. I love that riff Chris put together there at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I only knew how to write about just things that affected me. So, you know, at the end of it all, you know, love, that's what it is, my friends. That's why I say love more than Regal.
Yeah.
Right?
We get it. Yeah, we get it now. That's freaking awesome.
That's right. Everyone can relate to that. Everyone can relate
exactly.
to love.
Exactly.
Right? We're there.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's everywhere. And let's talk about this album, because your album Last Call, I think it's called. What I will have to know what inspired the fullness of this album. What would you say brought about the whole thing?
First of all, I know I go off on a tangent when I get to talk about whatever it is we're talking about, but you know, there's
well,
so much to talk about for me.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's no beginning for me with this thought. So there's been so much work and effort into this. This is a dream that I started a long time ago. I've been writing songs, you know, trying to get in there somehow, however. So as things came about in the last year or so, to be able to have this album, and a lot of these tracks, you know, I had written years ago, a lot of them, like I mentioned earlier, you know, written within the last year. So the inspiration has always been there. It's just kind of funny when you're working with a label, you're kind of figuring, you know, it was a new thing for me. There's kind of some rules involved in, you know, you're working for somebody. So when they say they want certain tracks on an album and some they don't, and they're, you know, at the time potentially funding the whole thing, you know, I kind of went with it. So the inspiration has been there for forever, my friends. It's just been really, I've been looking for an outlet. I've been looking for someone to believe in me as much as I believe in myself. So really, you know, as I named it Last Call, if you've had a chance to listen to that song, you know, I believe that would potentially be maybe the most commercial song because of its message, and it's fun. And it's, you know, I list a number of alcoholic beverages, some fun beverages in there to try to get everybody to, you know, it's funny. Chris, the guitarist, thinks that it could take over the song Closing Time. You know that one?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't know if it'll ever be that good, but if it were, I would be we'd be lucky. We'd be happy. We'd be very happy. So, you know, it's just really a compilation of, if I had my own way, maybe not all these tracks would be on there initially. But at the time when we were making the selections, I was, you know, working with someone and they made those choices. And in the end, they turned out to be great choices. So there was actually one more track on there that I elected to take off of it because in the end, I didn't really want to have to pay this other label for any sort of royalties that I might accumulate through it all. You know, Last Call, it matches with the song Last Call. And, you know, I think when I talked to Chris and Andrew about it, and I wanted to name it that, and in the end, it was the best idea. So, and I hid my face to make it a little, you know, mysterious. And plus, I don't want anyone to see how ugly that I am. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well,
Better record sales. Go ahead.
What I do have to ask also is, with this album, I know you said with the song Last Call, but with the full album, was there anything in particular that you were trying to get across to everyone? Like, is there any inspirational message or anything hidden in there that you just like, oh, well, you know, the fullness of this album, if they listen to it from song to song, they're going to get this, and this is the overall picture of the album. Was there anything like that with this album?
I'll tell you, this is my first attempt at an album. So my first, Andrew Sayre, as I mentioned earlier, and this is a little story, but I tell you, this will make sense. I had no idea, gentlemen. I know that there is a theme to be had with every album that's ever been made. And ultimately, that's what you do. But I didn't, you know, when I set out to do this, I didn't have three and four and five songs that painted one particular picture. You know, I really ultimately wanted to try initially to use this as a foot to get in the door. So a lot of these songs, you know, a couple of them are pop. A couple of them are more maybe folky. There's a few that are like almost borderline. There's one that's almost borderline country, you know. So it's, you know, in theory, if you really want to get down to following rules when it comes to albums and songwriting and such, and you are right, you're asking the right question. It's like, what's the theme here? And initially, you know, I didn't have a theme with this. My goal is to have all these songs out there, and I want to get signed. You know, I want someone to hear this and to sign me. So, you know, there's several that are one genre. There's several that are other genres. And ultimately, you know, it's an idea of trying. It's a sales pitch, man. It's a sales pitch. So there's no theme directly involved. I will say this. There is definitely a certain person that several of these songs are written at with the thought about. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Outside of that, there's no direction, or there's really no, you know, like I said, some of these I had just written a couple years ago. Some I have written 10 years ago, and they made the cut. So I sat in front of these producers and my engineer and just played, you know, 25 songs, and they selected the best out of those 25 to make the cut. And some I was very ecstatic about, some I was, you know, some I think, some, put it like this, I've already got enough material for another album. I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. All right. That's what we like to hear.
More Love, Low, and Regal, yeah.
Dude, I really think it's cool, man. I really appreciate it. You know, it's kind of funny. It's, you know, I'm getting a lot of good follow-up, and people like it, and that's really what means the most to me. That means the most to me. Holding up my name and my character, you know, live and whatever it is, wherever I'm at, you know. But this album represents me, who I am as a man, and how hard I've come, how hard I've worked to get to where I'm at. And I'm very proud of it.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, you said sort of wherever you are, that's actually great. We have some questions about your live performances as well. I know we've promoted a few of them. You've done some live shows recently. How has it been playing live? How has that experience been for you lately, or just in general? What do you like about it? What don't you like?
Yeah, it's a work in progress. It's always a work in progress. I think any artist will tell you. As comfortable as they are on stage, we're working. They're working. I can't go on to tell you how much is going through my mind at one single moment, at one single time, you know, what my next verse is, what I'm singing currently, what's on ESPN, why I'm standing in the bar playing two songs. You know, I'm watching who the Broncos drafted, you know. Believe it or not, it's mindless. It is mindless. And What mindless really ultimately equates to is that you've worked your rear off to be able to not have to think about it as much when you're on stage. And, you know, but make no mistake, you know, every performance is serious to me, and I deliver. I try to deliver every single time. You know, I play a lot of three-hour sets, which are, it's a lot of work. To play 3-hour sets. You know, not even Fish. Well, probably Fish is one of the only bands in America that plays 3-hour sets, you know. but outside of Bruce Springsteen and Fish, you know, no one really plays 3-hour sets professionally. I mean, it happens. Don't get me wrong. It's there.
A long
but,
set, though.
You know, you work hard so you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm on this. I've been playing a lot. I was up in Dillon, Colorado, last weekend, and I played
several shows, and, you know, they were long, and we did great. And, you know, I'll tell you what, in a nutshell, after all that backstory, my friend, playing live is so much more enjoyable for me now. It's a reward, and, you know, but it takes a lot of work to kind of get to that point where you don't feel like you're working. You're up there having
right.
a good time. You're enjoying yourself. You're looking around and, you know, winking at people and having a good time.
Yeah.
And, but to get to that point, it's just hours of work. So, but I love it. I love it. There's no better. There's no other place that I would rather be on earth than on stage with my guitar. And that's how I feel. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, man. I get what you mean, though. You know, practicing to the point where your muscles kind of take over and you don't have to think as much. You can just muscle memory of the song, put on the performance mentally kind of thing. So it's
yeah,
that's a lot.
But even then,
especially
I messed
for
3 hours.
Man.
Even then. Oh, I know. Especially for 3 hours. But even then, I messed up. I mean, you know, life happens. I played a great set last week for hours, and it was so awesome. And the final song, I messed up. So, you know, I feel great about it all. But, you know, I really am a professional at the end of the day, and I hold myself to really high standards.
Right.
No one else will do that. No one else will do that for me. So I take it with the utmost seriousness. You know, there's two ways to go in this business. You can either be a professional or you can be, you know, you can be in a bar covering people's music for the rest of your life to the day you
yeah,
die, you know,
or garage.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Covering music for the rest of your life. There's nothing wrong with that. I chose to really want to take it my own step. So hence I'm writing my own songs, trying to etch my own way. Maybe one day I'll be blessed enough for someone to cover my music ultimately.
Hey, that's also fingers crossed. So, you know,
yeah,
since,
I mean, shoot, I'm getting interviews. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, man.
I love this.
I don't know.
I mean,
if
nobody else does,
for you,
I'll jump on a stage and cover your music. No problem. Because, like, I mean, it's that good. Like,
you
give me
guitar
Carrie,
players?
Huh?
Are you guitar players?
Absolutely
player?
Not. Well, I mean, Brandon is. But, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, some alcohol, a microphone. I'll do it. I mean, it won't be great, but I'll try.
Dude, do it. Hey, I would love that. You tell me. I'll come out and I'll watch you, my friend. Come out and I'll watch you. I'll be there.
Do it.
If we can find a guitar, I'm going to be out there visiting Javis. I actually live in Austin right now, but I'll be in Virginia. If we can find a guitar while I'm there, man, we can work on some stuff.
Heck, man, I'd love it. We got to meet up, guys. We got to meet up, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
We're in our lines.
Absolutely.
So I guess the next question really is that, you know, with these live shows, having a great time, you know, got all this practice put in, how have the fans responded to your live sets and everything? Have you got a chance to talk to people and get their responses?
Yeah, I do. I think we really kind of consider ourselves modest people. When I say we, you know, it's Chris Carter and myself. And we're on stage, basically, the duo thing we got going on. Chris, loves him to death. He's got a band that he was with for years before I even came around. So, you know, he's got other obligations. But when, you know, as things pick up, we're playing a lot more. And as I mentioned, we were out up in Breckenridge and Dillon a couple weeks back. And, played a lot of shows and got a lot of good feedback. You know, a lot of people say to me that we're amazing, and I'm quick to correct them. And I say, you know, we're not amazing, but thank you. We appreciate it. You know, amazing is a little bit too good of a compliment, I think, for us. But it's a work in progress. You know, I love hearing the feedback of people. I get off the stage and I go around and I thank people immediately for being there. I cannot tell you how many hundreds of open mics and, you know, other venues and other bands that I've sat, you know, behind and been second act to. And you've got to pay the same respects to them as you do to anyone else.
because it's awfully hard to get up there. So, you know, I spent a lot of time walking around thanking people for being there, because I would not be where I'm at without these people. You know, I give a lot of cards to these people, and they end up on the ground at the end of the night, which is fine to me. So I go back and gather them up and keep them back in my pile. You know, I'm always promoting myself. This is a hard business, man. This is a hard business. No one ultimately, at the end of the day, no one really cares. They're there and they hear you. If you can get someone to look over their shoulder at you and say, "Wow," then you got to sell. You know. But really, you know, it's funny how music works. We select venues and we play at venues. And people and business owners want music at venues where ultimately all the music is the ambiance. So, you know, no one's really listening. And you work really hard to get to those venues where everyone that shows up is there to hear you. But it's, you know, I still haven't got those venues. I've had a couple. But even at 36 here, you know, I don't have those venues yet. I haven't had them yet. That's the ultimate goal. You know, and it also takes a load off your shoulders. So when you're playing and you're not thinking that, you know, anyone's really, they're listening, they're hearing you, but they're not listening, you know. And if you can overcome that, you know, I think a lot of musicians would argue at the end of the day they're there for themselves. You know, all I care about is that I do a good performance. If no one really listens and I nail every song, then I know I've done my job. It really doesn't matter to me because everything else will come. And I think, you know, it takes a lot of work to get to that moment where you feel we're, put it like this, in the beginning, I used to apologize. I used to apologize when I made mistakes. You know, hey, I messed up that song. You know, and no one was listening.
Oh, yeah.
No one heard. But yet I had to bring it to light. And that was just a testament of inexperience. And, you know, so clearly I don't do that anymore. But, you know, it's always a work in progress. Music's one of those things where you, before you know it, you're like, heck, I am a ton better than I was 2 years ago. But it doesn't dawn on you. It doesn't come to nature right away. You got to see it through, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, yeah, lots of stuff.
I agree.
And
wow.
I'm blown away. We get a lot of different answers for questions in this sort of category, but I don't think we've had any answer that's the realistic, you know, actual real sort of heartfelt response. So thank you very much for
that. Yeah, man. Hope I answered it right.
Oh, no such thing as right or wrong.
Shoot.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things musicians won't really talk about, but, you know, I'm very, you can see through me. So it's a good way to be. Transparency is a key, man. So if anything, people will remark on this interview and say, wow, that guy really told it how it was. God willing,
yeah,
man. You know.
We got to hear
or,
great
hey, those guys are so good.
Go ahead.
Hopefully that one too. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no. I love this radio show.
We hope they like it, but we do want to like your music too. And you mentioned before about the song "Last Call." So if you're not, play that.
A lot of fun alcohol references. I mean, they're fun. They're fun. if you're 21 and older. If you're 21 and older.
Right. If you're not 21, just turn it down a little. You don't have
That's
to go
right.
anywhere. We're going to play Last Call by Love One Regal, and then we'll come right back and wrap up this interview. Do not go anywhere. You don't want to miss this. This is Last Call. We'll be right back.
Thanks, guys. Cool. On the floor, how
I've won more than that has passed me by before. Then no, I'll wait for the call of all the town, a double tall. Kiss on my collar like garnet in night, from whose lips to say. Jaeger has gone, no one on my arm, I'll flee with Cavazier. Remy Martin, Tango. Up to the ceiling, I count to three. Now I don't wanna know that. Now I ain't tryna feel it all. Run with me, my last call. Drop and shine once for all. My last call. Oh, take your time. Bombay Sapphire. She don't know if kiss a heavy tailwind and chase the light. I do girls after we wake up in clubs, waiting up for love. Nothing but taps and laughter. Hey, show D, do what it do. Come on over here, like we both know you gonna do it. If not, it's my poison. Should I grab one for you? But lover, lover tequila, your secret safe with me. Look up to the ceiling, one, two, three. Now I don't wanna know that. Now I ain't tryna feel it all. Ride with me, my last call. Drop and shine.
This is the part where I'm not just a listener. I am a full-blown fan, and I've been a fan of yours. But it's just when I'm listening to the songs, I'm in that fan mode, and I can't take myself out of it at this point. And I do have to tell you, God, I freaking love your voice. I love the singing on the album and the songs and everything. And it's just the placement of where you put certain lyrics. There's also a placement to songs that you sometimes love and lyrically place things. I don't know. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. And I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fantastic
thank you.
Work.
I,
Yeah, Tuesday told me didn't do a lot of, you know, we got a couple things in there that were adjusted, but all in all, what you're hearing is that's my voice. There's no computer anything. It's me. So, you know, I prided myself in that. And I will say this, there's a couple of songs on there that are a little out of my range. When I wrote them, they were on my couch and I could sing them. But in the studio, much different, much taller order. There's a couple in there that I needed some help with. But all in all, yeah, what you're hearing is how I sing, and that's how I sing live. And that is a great compliment. I really, truly appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Anytime. You deserve it, dude. We are 3 minutes away from the end of the show, so I do want to get into the two final questions, which are basically what's the next big thing for you? What do fans need to be looking out for? Is it a show? Is it more music? What do we have to look forward to for Love More and Regal?
I decided to join up a little. I'm doing a couple fundraisers. I'm doing one at Fidelis in Denver, Colorado, for the Women of Congo, the Girls of Congo, which really is an educational type fundraiser, which really promotes young women really in Africa to go to college, and it helps fund that. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm also I'm going to be making a generous donation, and a good friend of mine, Jenna Gregory's, who unfortunately I lost a friend of mine last week to cancer, but I'm going to be donating in her name. But really the proceeds go towards benefits of, college to young women in Africa. So that is going to be next week, a week from today here. It's going to be the 7th of May at Fido's in downtown Denver. I'll be playing an hour set. I start at 9 o'clock. And the other thing as well, I've got a lot of, I've always played a lot here. I'm focused in Denver. I mean, that's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm stationed. But really, albums, I would just encourage anyone out there who's listening, yourself included, gentlemen, I appreciate, one, first and foremost, the interview and the opportunity to be on your wonderful, great radio show. And I really appreciate the opportunity. But I would encourage as well, anyone, spread the word and talk about us. Love, Lauren Regal. I'm just trying to edge my way in this world. And, as far as things coming up, there'll be another album. There will be. I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to make this reality. So I'm out there. I'm plugging away every single day. I've donated to trying to make myself successful. Short of having those shows here, that show at Fido's on the 7th. I've got a couple other here in Denver. Look me up. Look us up at lovelaurenregal.com. And you can check my Reverb page as well. But ultimately, that's where you can find anything from me. I spent a lot of time in Summit County. I'll be there as well this summer a lot, playing a lot of shows in Breck and Dillon and Vale. Look for us up there. But really, it really counts on you, the listener. It counts on everyone paying attention, anyone listening. I need as much help as I can get. We do. And I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and everyone tonight. Thank you so much.
Anytime. And like we always do on Blog Talk, you can come back at any point in time. If you missed the live interview, it downloads. You can come back, listen to it anytime you guys want. So let's go ahead and put this out there. We're going to shout it out on our Twitter and Facebook, and you do the same, and everyone else out there. Let's get some views to Love, Lauren Regal, because his music truly does deserve it. And I do want to, final question is where can people go to find your music? And also, if you can throw in there, where can people go to donate to the benefit that you're playing? If there is a website for people to go and donate to help out, can you give us that also?
Well, I want to thank you as well.
I
apologize.
Huh? Well, it's fine.
Yeah,
our pleasure.
Yeah, dude. Well, I wanted to plug you.
Oh, Sub 60.
I'll plug you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, dude. We appreciate it.
Dude, guys, this the bottom of my heart, man. Thank you so much for this. You know, I tell you what, I believe in myself, and I believe things are big for me in the future. And I swear on my word, I'm a man of character, and I appreciate anyone that's helped me get there. And I will be plugging Sub 60 all day long. So you just keep me around.
All right, you guys. And don't forget, you can go to Reverb Nation Facebook, Twitter, and LoveLornRegal.com. He is everywhere. Type in Lovelorn Regal, LoveLornRegal. You will find this man everywhere, and his music is fantastic. Lovelorn, oh, now, final question. You have to come back because, like I said, we had 800 questions, and we got through about five of them. And so we have 755 more questions to ask you, and we need to come back so we can ask those questions. Will you come back sometime and chat and hang out with us?
Absolutely, any day, my friends. I'm always working on my trade. You just call. I swear to God, I'll pick right up. What up? That's what I do. I appreciate
that.
I'm serious.
Thank you so much for the music. Thank you for you. Thank you for being on our show tonight. You have a great night, man.
And do me a favor. Would you reach out to me on my Facebook and my so I can be in touch with you, gentlemen? Appreciate that. I really would.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Be happy to.
All right. Thank you so much.
Anytime, man. All right,
have a great night. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Sub 60. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Anytime. All right, you guys, that was Colin Patrick from Lovelorn Regal, and he was freaking amazing, freaking awesome, and we thank him so much for being here. Please go check him out. Please go check out. You heard how awesome his music is, and you'll hear it even more on our podcast that is sub60.podomatic.com. You can find we have new music playing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night, and you'll hear his songs in its full content. Check out some of our older episodes that have a lot of his music in, and we'll have more music in the upcoming episodes as well, where we always do it up. So we want to thank everyone that listened tonight and future listeners. If you're listening in the archive, thank you so much for tuning in. We truly do appreciate it, and we truly do appreciate you guys checking out all of our fantastic artists. I think that's a wrap for tonight. Brandon, thank you so much for being here as well.
My pleasure as always. It was a great time. Such a great guy. I can't wait to talk to him more. Hit him up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Keep in close touch. And it's going to be a wonderful ride. So, yeah, it's been great. Thanks for having me too, as always.
Anytime, dude. And thank you, everyone out there. And we weren't kidding. We still have a ton of questions to ask him. So we got to get him back on the show. He's definitely coming back. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and end this thing. Don't forget, we love you. God bless you. Have a great night. Keep music alive. Keep supporting local and unsigned artists, for they are the future of music. All right, my name is Jay Long, here with Brandon Craig, and we are signing off. Good night, everyone.